Older and wiser with age-friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Good afternoon, lovely, lovely Wednesday afternoon listeners. This is our last hour of our show today. We've had an epic show. We've had Don talking about the Camino. We've had Contrapuntal.
Contrapuntal, well done.
Oh, that was quite difficult to remember and pronounce. Talking about their wonderful instruments and their gorgeous music. And now we have our older and wiser section, which is with Age UK Isle of Wight. And this week we're talking about Men in Sheds, which is an epic, awesome movement and a community asset. So, Lois, your coordinator for Men in Sheds. Hello, my lovely. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And we have Laurie, who's you're usually in with us anyway. We're used to having you. You've got some two lovely puppies.
I do.
Life is carnage.
Life is still very carnage,
but wonderful.
Yes.
And you do both of you do so much work for the older generations on the island. And this show is just super fun.
It is super fun, and I think actually it's a positive message to put across for older people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a celebration of all the services that are available to everybody on the island of a certain age.
Absolutely, and it's about empowerment as well of older people. You know, you're not just sort of cast aside once you retire. You're actually able to do something for your communities,
yeah.
Which I think the show really sort of shows everybody what can be achieved.
Yeah, most definitely. Okay, I think we should begin just... Remind us, refresh us, for those who are not in the know, what is Men in Sheds?
Okay, if you've been asleep for the last 4 years. So Men in Sheds came about 15 years ago in Australia, and it was there to sort of fill the gap after men retired. And in Australia, it was more to do with men who were ex-servicemen, because they found that once they retired, their health deteriorated really, really quickly. Part of that was to do with social isolation and loneliness,
okay.
Because traditionally men don't go out to do social activities. Women are very good at doing coffee mornings and knit and natter. Men don't really do that. But also men find it very hard to talk about sort of things that affect them personally, whether it's physical or mental health or relationships. So the shed was sort of brought about to make men, give them an activity that's similar to a workplace,
yes,
but also a chance to socialise as well and do something productive for their communities as well. So it encompasses quite a lot about health and wellbeing.
Great.
So that's what the Men in Sheds movement's about.
So it's a purposeful pursuit,
absolutely,
basically.
Absolutely.
Where are the sheds and what are the sheds? You've got a huge variety across the island.
There's about 14 sheds across the island altogether. So most of them are the traditional sort of woodworking sheds, which is the more sort of like what model that most people have. We also have some slightly different ones. So we've got two music sheds, which is completely dedicated to playing music and singing, many guitars and ukuleles. We have a shed that's within an old power station. So that's restoring a 1930s power station up down at Brown's Golf Course. That's our engineering shed. We've got one located within a museum down at Sandown Airport.
Yeah.
And
it's your aviation shed, isn't it?
The aviation shed, yes,
yeah.
Absolutely, which is where our shed fest is going to be. And, yeah, it's just trying to fit the shed within the community and the needs of the men within that community as well, and what's available as well, and actually changing the role of the sheds from the traditional woodworking has also meant we've encompassed a lot more people within the sheds themselves. So a lot of the guys who go to the music shed, for instance, don't necessarily want to go to a workshop environment because that's not what they want.
Yeah.
So we actually sort of broadened our scope, if you like.
Which is wonderful because variety is a spice of life.
Absolutely.
And you have so many different experienced, you know, chaps. I've got a couple of friends actually in Haven Street who go to your Men in Sheds, your music shed.
Yes.
John, you've got some friends, haven't you, that also avail themselves of the music shed?
Well, I suppose they are friends, but weren't friends, but there are a couple of guys from, I'm not sure which music Men in Sheds it is actually, it might be the wooden one, might be the other one, but they now go out and play as a duo.
Yes,
and
I mean
turn up at the old folk club at the barns quite regularly now.
Yeah, they're the new book shed.
Well, you knew all about
absolutely,
that already, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it's quite interesting. I mean, I have a guy there who came to our shed, music shed. He had literally not picked his guitar up in 40 years. He just sat in the corner gathering dust, and he came to our shed just to give him that confidence again. And now he's off doing open mic nights and folk nights all across the island, almost every night of the week. And it's just amazing, really, the transformation happening. And that's what sheds are about. It's about transforming someone.
And it's the possibility, isn't it, of opportunity. The fact that you might be at home going, oh, I don't really know what to do with my time. And because you've got such a variety of sheds and what they do,
yeah,
you can even just pop down for a cup of tea, can't you? You
Absolutely.
Don't have to do anything.
I mean, the primary role of the shed, if you like, is the social interaction. But like I said, men don't do that on their own. They have to have a purpose as well. So we provide them that purpose. We make them feel useful when they are useful. They have a lifetime of skills and experience to actually give back to the communities. But also we're a service to their wives as well, because quite often men retire and they get under their wives' feet, because the wives are used to doing their own thing, having their own routines, and suddenly the men are at home sat in front of the telly driving the wives up the wall. So I say we're sort of a kindergarten for men, if you like. So we sort of provide and keep them off the streets, you know.
A men's creche in
a
shed.
Absolutely.
Fine plan.
Well, let's get to the point of today.
Okay.
You have a fest, a shed fest happening.
The Isle of Wight Festival's just finished.
Yeah, this is going to be bigger and
this
better.
This is going to be, well...
it will be.
Certainly be
it's
different.
It's going to be cracking, that's what it's going to be.
I thought, you know, the island's got so many sheds, and actually men's sheds need to be celebrated, because every community that has a shed has really benefited. So the Shed Fest has come about to celebrate men's sheds, just not just across the island, but across the whole of the UK.
Oh, great. So
the Shed Fest is about engaging the community with the concept of men's sheds, but also engaging the men within the community with just the concept of sheds, but also to engage them in sort of health matters and learning things and... doing new activities. So it's a sort of whole sort of ream of things they can learn and do there as well. And also we're selling tools, so that should get the men in.
Yeah, very good tools.
No, exactly.
So where's all this happening? Where's Shed Fest
It's happening at Sandown Airport, and it's the White Aviation Museum that are actually hosting the Shed Fest. So if you don't know, the White Aviation Museum is a brand new museum, not officially opened yet, but they've been working there for some time now to get it all up and ready. And it's on the 9th of July, which is a Tuesday, 12 till 6. So if you're retired, hopefully you'll be available to come down. Mm-hmm. And there's lots and lots going on there,
which
my colleague Laurie will tell you about in a minute. She's been booking them all up. So do come down. It's open to anyone to come along. It's completely free.
And you can bag yourself some tools, because I think last time we met a year ago to talk about the sheds.
You were pre-Archie days.
Pre-carnage.
Yes.
Because now it's like containing a Tasmanian devil. We were talking, weren't we, about the fact that there are so many dads, grandpas, uncles with sheds full of these gorgeous tools, which, you know, nowadays, if you're going to buy them nowadays, they cost you so much money.
Fortune, yes.
You know, my dad's got his grandpa's stuff. Must be pre-1920s. But to see them go to landfill or the dump is such a pity.
It is.
It's reusing it.
It is, absolutely. I mean, a lot of the tools, it's learning those skills to use a sort of a hand planer like they used to, and adjusting it.
Yeah.
Not many people know how to do that now.
Yeah.
You can buy a plane for like £3-4 now.
Yeah.
And these things were made by the people that used them. They were part of their induction as apprentices. Yeah. They made their own toolboxes, made their own tools. And you just don't get that these days.
And they were made to last.
Yeah.
Not
I've still
like
got my granddad's. My granddad's toolbox. He was a carpenter.
Yeah.
And we still got his tools. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily use them now, because they're none of them are power tools. You wouldn't sit there for ages using a hand drill, would you, these days? But actually, the quality of the stuff, and it's built to last. And they kept them. They kept them sharp. They kept them oiled. It's their pride and joy.
Yeah.
I mean, my son's an engineer, and engineers, if you touch an engineer's tools that don't belong to you, you know, God help you. But it's a throwaway society, and it's just like, let's really sort of embrace and value what we have.
Yeah.
So the men's sheds get donated all sorts of things, and some of which will be for sale at the Shed Fest to raise money for the sheds themselves.
So people have tools to donate.
Yes.
How can they do that?
They can either get in touch with their local shed, or you can get in touch with Age UK. That's 525-282, and we will put you in touch with your nearest shed.
Wonderful. Okay, let's have a pause, just because I need to put the baby down. And we'll have some... Oh, Joe Cocker. Now, what a voice. Followed by Paul McCartney and Wings.
Older and wiser with Age-Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Welcome back to Older and Wiser on the Wednesday afternoon show with Laura, John and Archie. We have Lois and Laurie here, and we're talking about Shed Fest, which is happening on Tuesday.
9th.
July.
Hey.
What time from and to?
That's 12 till 6.
How do we get in contact with you?
So best way is probably to phone up 525-282, or if you want to email, it's shedfest@ageukiw.org.uk.
Okay, so when I turn up, what can I do at Shed Fest?
I shall pass to my colleague here. She's done all the hard work for me.
What can't you do? So we've got lots of stalls there. So first and foremost, a lot of our men in sheds are going to have stalls there. So Newport, Westwyke, Totland, Benbridge, Bryston. And we've got a couple of sheds coming over from the mainland so that they can chat to each other and shout about their shed, what they do.
Shout sheds.
And we've invited some organisations. So obviously, Lois mentioned it was about health and wellbeing as well. So we've got prostate cancer coming and Alzheimer's Society. We've got White Fibre coming to talk about their services. We've got the Blue Lamp Trust that can talk about security in your home. Our search and rescue are coming. So lots of different things. We've got the Historical Vehicle Club coming with some of the classic cars. Oh, which,
lovely.
Yeah, should look really good. Really good. The bus museum, they're bringing a huge bus. So lots of things. There'll be refreshments there. So free beer.
Beer.
The Holy Grail to some people.
You should have a beer.
Well,
for craft beer.
I have to.
I
think moving swiftly on there.
It's legal and safe.
So you want to give us independence, but not quite that much.
Depends what you're into, doesn't it? Ice cream, you know, we've got a candy stall there because obviously, I mean, the main focus, as Lois said, is it's about getting men together. But obviously, they've got family and friends. It is open to the public. We've also got trading standards that are coming and they're going to be doing a bit of a talk. So we've got an area called Speaker's Corner.
Yeah.
So we've got some people doing some talks. So trading standards, they'll be talking about scams. The Blue Lamp Trust will be talking about, again, kind of in-house security. We're going to have Jigsaw Training attending, and they're going to run two workshops in terms of first aid and CPR.
Okay.
So you have to sign up on the day. So you do have to book your slot, but we thought that was really important, again, just in terms of, you know, health and wellbeing.
Yeah. Sharing the education, sharing learning.
Yeah. And we have the Southern Shed Network coming as well, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
They're going to do a talk.
Who's the Southern Shed? What's the Southern Shed?
The Southern Shed Network are...
Men from the Southern Sheds. The thing about men's sheds, a lot of them are quite small, so they can range from 4 people to 40, you know. So as a shed, it's quite difficult to sort of maintain and learn things and share things. So the networks are there to share skills, share resources.
Yeah.
So the Southern Shed Network has been going for a couple of years now. So they'll be coming out to talk about what they do and also what men's sheds are about. So if you really want to know the basics and how to set your own shed up, talk to those guys there.
Get involved, 9th of July.
Yeah, and they're going to do a talk as well. So I think, which is really nice, so that you can just kind of rock up. And we've got musicians playing. So
Ireland
musicians coming along, doing, I think, 5 slots.
Yeah.
Slots. So the music will be 12:30 till 5:30 throughout the day. So there'll be some nice music. Then we can get a cup of tea or a beer.
Yeah.
You know, there's a cafe on site. You've got the Aviation Museum. So that's a really cool place to go in, which is just across in the hangar.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to kind of amble around at your heart's content. You know, speak to loads of people, enjoy yourself. Hopefully, pick up some information, like you say, the learning.
Yeah.
And maybe consider joining a shed.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's just a...
But basically, I can come, I can eat, I can drink, I can have beer, I can listen to music, I can talk to blokes about blokey stuff.
Yeah, you can be social.
Yeah.
That's not bad happening now.
That's not bad at all. So what are the benefits that you've seen of the shed movement?
Goodness, wow, where do I start? Well, I've had guys, a lot of the guys, that even if they have a family... even if they're married, quite often a lot of them are very socially isolated, and it just you see them coming in, looking, not knowing where they want to be there, not knowing if it's for them. And by the time they leave, they're grinning from ear to ear, laughing, and saying, "I'll definitely be back next week." I mean, you know, I get tales. People have said he went home to his wife after his first shed meeting. She told him, "It's the first time I've seen you smile and laugh in a long, long time."
Gosh, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah,
isn't
absolutely.
It?
I've got guys who are widowed it's their only social contact.
Yeah.
And the list goes on. Absolutely, the list goes on. But it's for anybody.
Great.
So it's you're not just getting things from it. You're also giving to it. It's just very, very important. I mean, we've got a gentleman. You know, he has to sit down. He can't stand up. He's quite elderly. And he said, "What use am I?" But his use is he sits in a corner making a tea. He's their tea boy, and he's in his 90s.
Aww.
So, you know, that he has a purpose, and that's what sheds are about. It's about bringing purpose back into your life.
And it's about that human connection, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Ultimately, we're all monkeys in a troop, and if you are isolated from your troop, from your people around you, from society, it's so detrimental, physical and mental health.
They say it's as bad as smoking 10 cigarettes a day, I think.
I can see that.
It could take years off your life. And for me, it's quality of life as well. You know, it's keeping physically active. It means you're getting out of your house and physically moving, which is also a really important thing if you want to stay steady on your feet as well. Yeah. But also social engagement. It helps you eat as well. You know, these guys, okay, it might be biscuits and cake, but actually you're eating socially as well.
Yeah.
So it keeps your appetite going.
And your brain is being sparked by conversation and by making things.
Making things, making music, you know.
Finding solutions.
Yeah, and planning stuff, you know, doing little projects. You know, a lot of these guys haven't done woodworking or anything like that before, and they are learning off each other.
Yeah.
So sharing skills is a big, big part of what we do.
Let's start a cooking venture.
So if you're not sure, come to Shedfest and you can just find out, you know, from the horse's mouth, you know, all the different things. You know, the music guys are going to be there at carpentry. Like I said, Newport, they have a really good garden, don't they?
They do. They're selling their vegetables.
You know, really amazing. So if you're not sure, it's the first time that something like this has ever been done. So, you know, it is a bit of a trial, but we thought it was a really good idea to put it on. We've tried to put some activity. We've got a couple of activities that we've not mentioned because they're just waiting to get the sign off.
Okay.
But, you know, hopefully there'll be a couple of things to do as well. So come rain or come shine, because we are on the Isle of Wight. And if the festival can cope some downpours, then if the weather's not going to be kind to us, so can we. So just come down, come rain or shine, and just see what it's all about.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. I think we must make a difference. Come, right?
You have to come. It's the law.
It is the law.
Yeah.
Remind us again when it is.
So it's Tuesday the 9th of July, 12 till 6 at the Sandown Aviation Museum.
Wonderful.
You've got to tell us lots of times because we're blokes.
Well, I'm not, but...
I'll write an indelible link on the back of your hand.
Yeah, but you'll also have it on your Facebook page and your website, won't you?
Absolutely.
Facebook
people
page,
can go to
posters.
HUKIW.
Yep.
And do you have a Men in Sheds Facebook page?
We do at the moment. It's still in early stages because some of the men are just taking it on. So they're developing
it. So like a tech Men in Sheds, I like that.
Yes.
One.
Well, do you know the possibilities are endless, seriously.
You can
have a shed for whatever purpose you want, really. Yeah. I say, as long as it's legal and safe, you can do what you like.
Wonderful. Right, we're going to go to some Diana Ross and the Supremes, followed by Emily Sandé.
Older and wiser with age-friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Good afternoon. This is a Wednesday afternoon show. Laura, John and Archie. And we have Laurie and Lois from AGK Isle of Wight. And we're talking Men's Sheds Shedfest. 9th of July, Sandown Aviation Museum. Get yourselves down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely fantastic. If you have a husband, an uncle, a brother, if you yourself are a chap and are listening and you think, do you know what? I need to go. I'd love to get out of the house, but I'm not sure how. Then this is the place to go.
This is the place to go.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Most definitely. So, yes, let's talk about other sheds on the island and what they're doing for the community around us.
Oh, wow. So a lot of the sheds, something that engages men is to feel they're useful and to participate in projects within the community. So, for instance, the Shankly Shed, I've been restoring the park benches in the park next door and the cliff tops there at Lake. We've got sheds that are building raised beds for local allotment holders, and some sheds are actually taking allotments on as well. We've got sheds that have done music as well. So the music sheds have performed as well elsewhere, and they've been performing at a couple of community events. The shed at the golf club, the engineering shed, is actually bringing that building and that machinery back to life. What was once an empty building at the end of the golf course is now going to be a community asset. And also they bring the machinery back to life, so you can actually go and visit them.
What machinery is it?
It's an old oil-fueled power station, basically. So when the golf course was built in the 1930s, it wasn't linked up to the mains. Well, what's the nearest power station, which is at Sandown. So they built their own power stations, which was quite common in those days. Okay. So more isolated areas had their own little power stations. And it's a single piston Ruston engine, if you're interested in that sort of thing.
Yes.
And it's like an air compressed startup system. I can go on for ages. Yeah.
This is so interesting, Lois.
It's
I love
fascinating.
It. You can talk to Lois on the 9th.
And during the war, the area was taken over by the army because that's the area they had the Pluto pumps up.
Yes, which is so pipeline under the ocean.
Indeed. So the zoo and the golf course had their own pumps put in, and that building where the power station is would have powered those buildings, not the pumps themselves, but the buildings. So there's a lot of mystery about what happened during the war, so there's a lot of sort of rumour and what have you. After the war, they needed more power, so they put a second Ruston engine in, and it's the largest single piston engine on the island, even more better. I mean, the flywheel in this thing's about 8 foot across, it's incredible. Yeah. So the guys are down there, they've got a Lister engine working, which is brilliant. So the Lister engine would have, I think it's a calling engine. I can't quite remember off the top of my head. So they've got that working again. So these guys are the guys that will go out and restore steam engines and stuff like that. So they come together once a week. So eventually, it might take a couple of years, eventually we're going to get at least one of the Rustons working again.
Yeah.
And have it open to the public on certain days. And they're usually open things like, they'd have recently that down at Sand Hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo,
they're usually open
yeah.
at Hullabaloo and other
science,
events.
Science, engineering.
Absolutely.
Celebration of the community and our assets.
It's exactly.
So important to keep these buildings and their
Absolutely.
History alive.
I mean, the building itself was in a terrible state not so long ago. The roof had collapsed. And because the building is in a marsh, it's bunded. So the water got in and actually sat in the bottom of the building. So everything started to go rusty. So the roof's been restored and now the guys are in working on it. And it's things like that which forgotten assets, forgotten things in the community the sheds can actually work on. And the thing is, these men have time. It's the time these men have, as well as the skills, that can actually really bring stuff to life and stuff together again.
Yeah.
We've got guys working on floats for carnivores. We've got guys, gardening and actually providing food for people. You know, it's just, you name it, you know, we might be able to do it. Just get in touch. If you've got something you think we can do, get in touch.
So they just never get home these days, by the sound of things.
Sorry?
They just never get home these days.
No.
Too busy
to retire. I mean, a lot of guys say, I don't know how I worked. I'm so busy.
I didn't find the time.
Busier now.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
So you've got Men's Health Week coming up, is that right?
It's this week, actually. Uh-huh. Men's Health Week is this week. So that's, I think it's an international thing.
It is an international.
Right. Yeah, so it's about getting men to think about their health, because I say a lot of men won't go to the doctor. They might have a niggling pain or you know, something, frequent urination or sort of like short of breath or something, and they just leave it, and by the time the wife or children nag them to actually get to the doctors, it can be too late to do anything about it. So health is about thinking about your health. So it's thinking about, should I be going to the doctors? Should I be talking to someone about what's happening to me? But also thinking about your lifestyle. Because men are far more likely to smoke, far more likely to drink a lot, far more likely to be less active. So it's about, there's ways of improving your health without going mad, basically. So
are there events on that folk can attend? Or?
If you want to find out more, there is a website that you can go to, which is the menshealthforum.org.uk.
Right.
But it happens around this week because it centres around, or is normally around Father's Day internationally.
Okay.
So you've got a lot of people talking about men anyway, and dads and grandpas and things like that. So that's why it's linked to this week, to really bring it to the forefront.
It's a great idea, because I identify with everything you just said about not doing this and not doing that and having to be nagged into, you know, seeing the doctor. And,
so you were that naughty chap.
Well, I think we just think we're in, you know, we're indestructible, really. We never really grow up and think it's not going to happen to us, kind of thing. But of course, it can.
It can. I think also, as well, sometimes think that, you know, it will just go away.
Mm.
Absolutely.
True.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming in.
Thank you for having
Lois and Laurie from AGK Isle of Wight to talk about Men in Sheds, which is a most fantastic movement for the community.
Absolutely.
And for the individuals involved.
Yep.
And Shedfest.
9th of July, 12 to 6, Sandown Airport.
Wonderful. And thank you. And our hour is upon us. So sadly, we've had to finish our chat. Archie is now unleashed into the world, into the big wide world, and he can just roam and wreak havoc. And we're the first and the third Wednesday of every month. So older and wiser next month. Stay tuned on our Facebook pages and we'll tell you what's going on. Wonderful. Everyone at home, thank you for listening. And we will see you next week.